he began reading Cammy's diaries from the most recent entry back. It took him a day to reach the parts that seemed interesting, and yet another day to cut and paste them together into a narrative that he could study. May 11th. Talked to Hasty Hathaway at the post office. He is the most important man in paradise, kind of old. Memorial Day. Hasty Hathaway was talking to me today at the parade. He acts kind of interested. It's hard to tell with a guy as geeky as he is, but a girl can listen. June 28th. Had a drink at the 86 last night. Looking good, if I do say so. New white sweater, the black jeans I got that make my butt look really good. Hasty Hathaway bought me a drink, took me home. We stopped at Indian Hill on the way, and I thought he was going to come on to me, but we just talked. He's really kind of nice, sort of a sad person. Who'd think so, all that money and everything? But he says him and his wife haven't got much going in the sex department. Says he needs somebody like me to talk with. I told him he could take me out to dinner sometime if he wanted. He said he had to be careful in town, him being a married man and all, but we could go into Boston, maybe. I said, sure. He said, did I mind him being married? And I said, no. Strange guy. Fun, maybe. July 9th, 8 at the Ritz. Wow! Fancy as hell. A lot of food, I didn't know what it was. We had caviar. I didn't like it much. Hasty was asking me a lot of questions about Bobby and me and how come we got divorced and did I have a boyfriend. July 13th. We had lunch at a place in town called Loch Obers. Really fancy. Had French champagne, too. After, he said he had a room at the Parker House and would I want to go there with him. Just like that, he said it. Like he was inviting me to go fishing or something. I didn't answer him at first because I was thinking about how he'd be kind of funny looking with his clothes off. But I've done worse than Hasty, and I was feeling no pain, and a girl needs to think about her future. So I say, sure, I'd love to. And we did. I figured, a guy his age and all, I'd have to work pretty hard to get his motor going, but Hasty was so excited when we got into bed that I thought he was going to come on the bedspread. No work at all. In fact, it was over so quick, I never really got going myself. After, Hasty gave me a nice ring. Solid gold with a little diamond in it. A real one. July 29th. Hasty's getting better. He lasts long enough now, so I get something out of it. I mean, it's not like Bobby and me, but he's getting the idea about touching me a little bit first. I'm teaching him different positions. It's like he thought there was only one. No wonder his old lady isn't interested. I hope what I teach him doesn't get her interested. He's a good thing for me. I don't want to lose him. August 13th. Hasty says he loves me. He gave me a real pearl necklace for our one-month anniversary since we first did it. August 24th. We had our first fight. Hasty doesn't want me dating any other guys, and I say to him, what about you? You got a wife. Maybe you should stop fucking her. You want me to stop. Hasty says they only do it twice a month, but he can't stop because she'd be suspicious. And I tell him he stops fucking her, I'll stop dating other guys. I told him everybody knew his wife was fucking other people. And he said he didn't like that kind of talk, like if he didn't talk about it, it wasn't happening. At the end, he cried and said he loved me, and we did it twice, and he gave me a nice gold ankle bracelet. August 31st. Hasty heard about me dating Joe Hudson. He wanted to know what we did, and I told him none of your business, and he got real mad and said he was going to break up with me if I kept going out with Joe. I told him, you do what you want, Mr. Nosey. I go out with anybody I want unless you want to divorce the old lady and marry me. Well, you should have seen his face. But then we did it, and he cried while we were doing it and said he could never lose me, and after he gave me a really nice set of pearl earrings to match the necklace. September 8th. Poor Hasty is so agitated about me and Joe Hudson and me wanting him to get divorced. I don't really get it. I do the same thing with Joe as Hasty. What's so different about it? September 11th. I told Hasty I was going to go public about me and him. I got all his letters. I said it was time for him to either go or get off the pot. September 15th. Hasty says, give him a week. He said he would make it right. I said, okay, but I wouldn't see him until he decided. September 17th. Got some new jeans at Marshall's and one of those great midriff sweaters. Gonna take myself out for a few drinks tonight at the 86th. September 17th was the last entry. Jesse read the narrative sitting alone on the little balcony overlooking the harbor. It was too cold to sit out there even with his jacket on, but somehow it made the reading less painful to be out there, as if the openness of the setting compensated for the hermetic quality of the small life lived so briefly in these pages. When he was finished, he sat for a long time looking across the harbor at the lights from the yacht club.